Three Practices for True Happiness. Today I'd like to talk about three practices that will lead to a deeper sense of satisfaction, not just superficial happiness, but truly a deeper sense of an open-hearted awareness of ourselves and others. And the first practice is basically posture. What is our tendency? Our tendency when we get stressed, anxious, depressed, is that the body constricts, okay? We hunch over, we feel tight, our breathing is constricted. Often we're looking down or all around. So the practice, basically, whether you're sitting, standing, or walking, is to really feel the feet on the ground. And if you're sitting, to feel the stability of the chair underneath your body, supporting your body weight. And the upper body really wants to be upright. Upright. So whether you're sitting, standing, or walking, we want to be stable and upright. This definitely opens up our breathing. It opens up our central nervous system. And it also opens up our awareness of exactly what we're experiencing right now. And it's also a way to honor and acknowledge that we are human beings, but also have a divine and sacred nature. So the first practice is posture. The second practice is compassion. And compassion starts with compassion to the self. Our tendency, again, when we feel stressed, overwhelmed, busy, is to judge ourselves or try to get away from it or fix it, but mainly to judge ourselves. So having an attitude of kindness and curiosity, my intention is to be kind to myself, no matter what's happening, whether I'm experiencing pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Especially unpleasant is to be kind and curious to the self. What am I experiencing right now? With kindness and curiosity. The definition of compassion is truly understanding how we suffer as human beings. And it's not just within ourselves, it's we all tend to suffer as human beings in the same way. That is the deeper meaning of compassion. And again, compassion starts with ourself. The third practice is gratitude. Now, we've all heard about gratitude, you know, picking out three or four things in our day that we can be thankful for and saying those words do help. But there's a couple of other practices in gratitude that make it even deeper. And one practice is letting in the good. Whenever we notice that we are experiencing a pleasant, a good feeling or interaction with somebody, or we're in a beautiful environment, we're sharing a good time with friends, really to notice the details of that. To notice the details of that experience. You know, what are we seeing? What are we hearing? What are we feeling? What are we saying? Really to let in the good and spend about a minute just really kind of soaking it in and noticing the details. In the mindfulness tradition, the word for mind is citta. The word for heart is citta. They're both the same. So this is an open-hearted awareness of gratitude. And the last thing that we can deepen our practice of gratitude is saying thank you. Saying thank you to those close to us that we love for the things that they do to support our life. And also say thank you to people we don't know. For example, people that offer us service on a regular basis throughout the day, to look them in the eye and to really say a genuine thank you. So these are three practices to deepen our experience of true happiness.